There we go. You back me better than ever. Okay. Ever since I moved here, I've just been like more motivated to do it. I don't know if it's like the vibes or what. If it brings it back to the old times.
Yeah, probably.
What's so funny?
Nothing. But yeah, she has.
Jada's been laughing at me all day.
Because you've just been funny. But yeah, she has been more motivated to do it. More like surprisingly, it's actually pretty crazy because like she never really wanted to do it ever.
No.
I would have to kind of force her to do it.
She's like, come on, let's get it together.
And she would get so bogged at me and she's like, why? Why?
I was like, why do we have to? Nobody listens to us. But it's not true. People do listen to us.
Yeah. But even though we didn't have a podcast, sorry, we seem a little bit flustered because we're actually running out of water here in our town.
We have 50 days of water. Well,
less.
We have and less.
Watching the fucking neighbor wash his car probably bring us down to like 35, 39 days.
And like, yeah, we weren't supposed to like wash our cars or anything. And we like got home and our neighbor's washing his car and washing his windows.
Yeah.
And Jane's like, should we call like the authorities? And
because like, I don't know, what do they do? I mean, if it's this severe, would they arrest him or would they just give him a ticket?
I mean, they fine him.
Yeah, that's what I would think too. But you would think, wouldn't you think his dumbass would see the thing everywhere?
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, I how?
Unless he's like one of those like, those fucking stupid ass types where they're like, oh, if we're running out, I'm going to use up as much as I can so I have what I need. Yeah. It's probably that type of person.
I mean, we're going to run out. There's more people. You know there's more people. Me and Jan, like...
You know Damon's not the only one that's washing his
car.
Our
last neighbor, remember? I used to get so pissed because, like, our last neighbor used to, like, wash their car every fucking weekend. I'm like, we're in a stage motherfucking four.
It was, like, water not even as bad as it is now.
No, like, now we have 50 days of water left. Like, that's what they told us. As of August 1st, we have 50 days if people conserved correctly. Like, we were, like, they said, like, we weren't allowed to, like, like for food and stuff, we had to use bottled water. Like it would also say to flush only like solid, number twos,
yeah.
And stuff. Like that's how bad it's getting.
But yeah, even like I was saying before, even though we didn't do a podcast last week, I still wrote some stuff down just that popped into my mind because lately I've just been into like a thing where I just want some kind of. I don't want to know something. I don't know. I don't know if it's the future or what's going on in some universe that it pertains to me or something like a psychic.
Yeah.
And so it popped up into my mind last week and I was like, okay, we'll talk about it. And we were going to do a podcast during the week, but I was like, yeah, it's too hard.
I was just like, let's just skip it. And I was like, no, we can't.
Surprisingly, Charlene was like, no, we have to do one. But yeah,
we skipped it either way.
I wanted to talk about a psychic because I don't know. I just been having this, like, I've even been looking him up and, I'm just so afraid of like doing it and it being bullshit. Like this person just like fucking around and you pay all this money for it.
Yeah.
Would you actually get one done?
I'd get one done. I've always wanted to get one done.
I feel like we've talked about this before, like when we first started and we said that we would want to try it one day. And I like for
when
real,
I worked
for
at the hair salon, when I worked at the hair salon, like we were so into it. I was like, let's all do it. We were all going to do it together. Mm.
I just like, I don't know. I would just like to know. The only thing I don't know if they answer that is my future. I don't know why. Like things are fine now and everything's going okay. But I would just want to know what I'm headed towards or like what I am expected to
do. I think that's more of like a tarot card reader.
I don't know. Cause, on KISS again, they do like a tarot card reading every Wednesday. And they just do it for the listeners. But I don't know. I don't get those because it's just like, is it just by chance? Like, because that's pretty much how it is when she's reading them off and she puts down the three cards.
Yeah.
And it just goes by chance. There's not really any much kind of thing. Is it just
it's
like
the cards
universe?
It's the cards that are meant to be pulled for you.
But that's like is that true? I don't know if that like is real because I mean you could say like yeah the universe made you these cards be picked for you, but I don't know if that's like actually 100%. True. I would do one. I mean, I don't know if who does one.
Yeah, my biggest fear is like oh you're gonna have a heartbreak pretty soon. It's like me because
like
break up.
There's some where they're like yeah there's where they're like fighting with their significant other. And then there's one where she's like, it's a girl and they're fighting with significant other. And then one that's like financial financial gain or something like that.
I think it's like all how you interpret it. I think it's all manifestation, like how you believe in it.
Yeah, I think manifesting, I want to start doing that. I don't know. I know it's something like that. It's like tarot card stuff. But I know like manifesting it, I've been wanting to try doing that. I know people get journals and books and they write it down like every day or something. Like they just write it down and they read it every day over and over and over.
I think there's like certain, I feel like there's a limit of what you can manifest. Like you can't manifest like, oh, I need $1 billion on my account because like that takes
work. Yeah. Yeah. No, but like manifestation, you have to put the work towards getting it done, but it just like putting it out in the universe is, I guess, what I've learned from what I've seen is just like
putting it out to the universe,
more of a chance of it going to happen or something like that.
Have you ever like hoped and wished and put something out in the universe and then got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
Like, it's just, it takes time. You have to, like, you have to put forth the effort to do it. Cause I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to put down, I want to be rich or I want to have success or something, but they just like put it down and they don't actually like do the work towards it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, do you think the Sweetie Boys wrote down something?
Oh, my voice!
And they didn't keep posting?
Hell no, they're too funny. That shit just comes natural.
And then you have to think, I don't know, it's weird because like, all that stuff deals with like the universe and all energies and stuff like that. And that's stuff for like, that's hard for me to believe. Because it's not physical. You can't see it. So I don't believe it if I can't actually like see it in front of me.
Oh no.
That's why like I hate thinking about my future. And that's why I would want to know about it because I can't see it. And I stress myself out about it a lot. And I think hearing it from a psychic or a general idea of what it could be would be good for me to actually like.
But you have to ask the right questions. You can't be like.
I know you can't just be like, what's going to happen in my future? You have to be
like do you see certain success situations. In my future? Do you see failure? Do you see
heartbreak?
Love, heartbreak. I always thought to him like, oh my God, if you ever broke up, like what's going to happen to the podcast?
I don't know. Split it.
We'll call it best friends.
Hashtag. Probably do best friends. I was going to say we could do one takes young and starts their own and one takes excellence. And
shut
one
the takes fuck up. No, I'm not that motivated. I take one mic. Who's going to get the fucking thing?
Take turns. We'll take it like what's the, where parents have to split the kids?
Joint custody.
Yeah, we'll do joint
custody. The dogs have joint custody. Me and Jay have already decided.
But yeah, we would do best friends if we ever broke up. The best friends podcast. But
I would just like ask you questions like all the time.
You'd be like, oh, are you talking to me? Probably.
I'd be like, so if your girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend were in the same room and bam, and your girlfriend's in this, I'm like, who would you pick? Who would you pick, Jaden?
I don't know. We've always had this talk and everything that if I ever broke up with Charlene, that I would end up cheating on my new girlfriend. I know that sounds bad with Charlene. Yeah. And then we'd end up getting back together.
And my thing is like, if we ever broke up, I've said it over and over and over. I will not date. I hate dating. It's so annoying.
And that's like the weird thing is like, you've had more than one. I've only had one. I don't care to I've date. I don't two. Have the motivation to do it.
I've had people claim I was their girlfriend. Like middle school.
Yeah.
But that wasn't real.
But like me, there's nothing to crave or want if you never even had it. And I have everything.
Bitch, what are you talking about? Never ever.
Like dating multiple people or sleeping with multiple people.
That's my biggest
fear. Like sometimes I think I'm like sleeping with like other people must be boring as shit if you don't actually like him. Because like, I just feel like that should be boring. And like we awkward.
If you I don't think actually, it like, depends because I feel like if you have been with your partner for a certain amount of time and you guys don't have that connection no more, I feel like your sex life is boring.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like sleeping with a random person because you don't have feelings for them. Now I see why people.
What if a random person's a freak?
I mean, have you seen like Sex Education?
Yeah,
how he sleeps with like these crazy girls and like. He doesn't have no, he like gets weirded out by it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why most people hook up when they're drunk because there's no feelings and you're just like, you're not even yourself when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And if you're hooking up sober and you don't have feelings for each other, that's weird because that has to be awkward.
That has to be awkward.
There, sex itself, that can be the most boring sex, has awkward moments in it. And imagine that with a random stranger. That's weird as fuck.
I couldn't picture it. Because like I said, if we ever broke up, I'm just done.
Yeah. I'd focus on myself.
I would too.
I'd become the best version of me. I mean,
then not that I can then now. We wouldn't find our ways back to each other because what bitch is going to be jealous of me?
I've actually thought about it, not about us breaking up because I wanted to, but like actually what would happen.
If
I would
we straight broke up.
I would straight up like move out of state and start like a whole new me somewhere else.
But see, I would do the exact same thing.
Like dead, like
that. Jaden knows like already what states I would move to. And so what if like we move to the same states and we find each other? I don't know.
But like dead ass, like I don't know, that week I would straight up like find a new job.
It'd be so awful. Like I would never hear from him again.
And I would just start a new me, new everything. I guarantee it. I've thought about it before. Not because I planned to break up, but just like that's what's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen?
If it ever happens. But that's what's gonna happen if it happens.
Jaden's like manifesting this into the universe. No. It's scaring me.
No, I didn't think about it because I wanted to. I know for a fact that's what I would here. Do.
I wouldn't stay in this town.
I wouldn't either.
They're just like, there would be like nothing.
I mean, I've told Charlene before, even now that we're dating, I was like, let's just leave. Like the other day, I was joking and I was like, oh, let's go to California. Let's move. And you're like, no, I would do it.
I would.
Like, we would be broke, but
I was like, we don't have much money.
And I was like, that's what I told you. I was like, we would be broke, but we'd be living in California.
Yeah, because like, it's just, I wouldn't live here. There's nothing
I know
here
for a fact, even like, even if it was now, like now is fine. Like
I just couldn't thrive here. There's just nothing.
Mm-mm. None of our people here, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like people, we watch stuff and there's people in different places that are like us.
Yeah.
And there's nobody that's like us here. And I feel like that's why we feel out of place.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah. We're like just talking because like actually today we went to Albuquerque and we went to Cliffs and stuff. And we were just like talking and we're like, there's like everybody has like the small town mindset. They like, I don't know.
Like I just like, I've maybe... Maybe not even a handful of people I've met that actually think the way that we do.
The coolest people me and Jaden have ever met, it's always out of town.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, we met some guy in Denver.
In Denver, the coolest fucking dude.
Like, those type of people that...
He's like, so, let's go to the club. And he's like, I'm not 21. And he's like, oh, there's a club that's 18.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, there's... Maybe not even a handful of people that I know that are just, like, the way we think.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but I know that for a fact. Like, if we made the choice right now, if you were
to
like...
To break up?
No, like, if you were like, let's go move to this place, I'd be like, let's figure out some way to do it. Because I'm up for anything. The thing is there will always be jobs that you would find in a different place.
I would work for the...
different places.
I would not work for the post office at all.
That's okay, because there's a bunch of different jobs.
That's in dangerous places. In other places.
If we have to... work at McDonald's until we find a different one at that different place, then that's fine.
My god, before I started working at the post office, guys, like shit used to be so bad.
And that's like, oh, go ahead.
Shit used to be so bad that I was like, I was telling John, like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna go to Santa Fe. I'm gonna work at McDonald's there. Like, I'm good at it.
Yeah.
I did it for like a year and a half. I'm really good at it. I'll go over there and do it. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're not settling for McDonald's. I'm like, no, I'm gonna fucking do it.
And I think that's what I was going to say too, is like, maybe there is people out there or people we know that would do that stuff or want to do that stuff or something, but like they get too into, I guess there's too many people around them.
Influencing them?
Yeah. Tell them like, oh, your life is so good now. Why try and change it?
No, but if you're not happy with your life, that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people get influenced and they're like, oh, they're right. Why would I want to change something? Just leave it like this and find ways to be happy with this way that it's going. And that's why I like I have a good job and everything's fine. We have money and everything's good. It's just like, I don't want to settle and depend on that lifestyle for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do stuff and all that.
I'm telling you, this is our year. 2022 fucking sucked ass. 2023, it's like August, but I'm already counting down 2023. 2023, bitch, you better be good to us because
we're
done. I think our
top years were maybe like 2020 and
2019.
Like 2019 was definitely our year. and maybe like half of 2021.
2020 was for sure. Oh,
I think like Monday. February, January to March, April of 2021. And then from there till now, till May of this year wasn't the best.
No. 2020 was really good to me up until like November.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the fact is like, that's what I would do. If we ever happened to break up, I would straight start a new life somewhere.
Would you like message me? Like
I know we would keep in touch, obviously.
We would? Okay.
But that's what I would do. Like, I would just need to get away from everything and start a whole new me. Nobody would know me. I would make new friends or something somewhere else. We would come back together at some point. We'll be like, let's go out. Let's go to this club or to this dinner or something like that.
Jaden still won't ask me to be his wife then.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But what do you think about asking a psychic? What would you actually ask?
I ask psychic? I would ask if Jaden, I'd be like, is Jaden here for a good time or a long time? Please let me
know. So I'm pretty sure 7 years proves that.
And then she's like, he's here for a good time. I'm like, I'm fucking knew
it. Oh, how long is that good time? I heard, guess what? I heard on Shane's video, speaking of that, not because it relates to anything about us, but on Shane's podcast, they have their friend that he's like their producer.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how they broke up. He was in a 10-year relationship with a guy.
Shut up.
And that he like straight like tried, he like cut himself where you could see your veins and everything.
Shut up.
And like trigger warning and stuff. But I was listening to him while I was taking a shower and I was like, oh, man, God. Because like he seems like the nicest dude.
The nicest dude.
You've heard it, huh? Yeah. You've heard the podcast.
But then again, like the nicest people, the happiest people.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, even Shane, he was like, what? He's like, Chris, no. He's like, what? How come I've never known this? And he's like, yeah. He's like, and then his dad, he was saying that his dad kept having heart attacks and seizures and stuff. And he was in the hospital and they didn't think he was going to make it. And then he started getting health problems. So, like, they were talking about, like, the worst times in their lives. And he was saying that he probably just got finished with his darkest time.
Really?
Mm. I was like, fuck, poor him. But like, yeah, because like he broke up with a 10-year relationship. That's a long time just to like break up and just like pow and foul.
Pow and foul broke up. Oh,
they're like YouTubers that we watch.
But that's what we call him. It's Paulina and Fabio.
One day we actually meet them and they listen back and they're like pow and
foul.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't be pow foul no more. They'd be pow and whatever her last name and Fabio.
It's Paulina.
I think I swear it's Torres.
It is Torres.
And Fabio Guava? Guerva? Guevo, something like that. But yeah, what else would you ask a psychic?
I would ask her
or him. I don't know. Is there guy psychics? I've never even actually seen a guy one.
All I've seen is that's a raven.
I know there's guy mediums. There's this guy on TLC. I don't know if he still has his show, but yeah, he was like a medium that would talk with.
Is it the celebrity medium guy? Yeah.
Where he would talk with like Martha Stewart and stuff like that. I swear I used to watch him.
No, and ask questions about like you, because like you are like the love of my life. I would want to know if there's a future between us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know like we've been together for like 7 years. It's just, you know, we got together like really young. I'd want to know if you would get me like, oh, we got together too young. We need to go
no. separate ways. The thing is like you keep thinking these things that I think, but those aren't even thoughts in my mind.
They are.
No, like I'm telling you, honestly, there's something binking, like a noise. Don't you hear it? And it sounds like the phone of the ringtone on the phone.
Chrissy, wake up.
But no, I don't have none of those thoughts at all. I worry about way too much shit throughout my day that's not even a thought.
Jane's like, I'm too busy throughout the day to cheat on you. I'm like, oh, so if you weren't busy, you won't be cheating on me.
But she's like telling
you. You always have to read between the lines, ladies. Read between the lines. Analyze every word they say.
And reading in between the lines gets your feelings hurt because you have to look at the truth. If it ain't coming from their mouth and it seems true because people could lie, then you don't believe it.
It's coming from Jane's mouth. He's like, I'm too busy to be cheating on you. So I'm like, oh, so if he wasn't busy, he would be cheating on me.
And I know there's circumstances because like maybe your friend knows that your dude's cheating on him and you have to believe your friend.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure your dude would give signs like that. It gives signs in the first place that he's cheating if on you.
If you knew that your friend was cheating, would you snitch?
Hell, the way I think of it is like none of my business. Why the fuck would I put myself in that situation? Like poor her, yeah, obviously. But I'm not gonna, because then that like he's gonna be pissed at me if I snitch, and she's gonna be pissed at me if I don't. If I'm even close with her in the first place, she's gonna be pissed at me. So why would I even say anything?
I think the only person I would tell is Jaden. I'd be like, oh, so.
Yeah, I would tell you too, obviously. But that's not even that's like me telling myself something.
That's like saying I had nature.
Yeah. But no, that's none of my business. If you cheat, it's not my business, you either. She finds out whenever she finds out. That's not going to come from me.
So awful.
Poor her, yeah, but that's my situation. And you?
I wouldn't snitch.
What was the other one they asked? It was if you saw your friend cheating, or what was the other one? I don't remember, but I just remember it was like a switched version.
If your girlfriend goes to the strip club without you, is that...
If your girlfriend goes to the strip club, no. If it's like a Magic Mike one.
But what if she's working there, but you don't know?
Oh, then that's weird. I'd be like, tell me at least so I know you're bringing in bank. Have you seen those fucking videos?
What's that one song by fucking Usher?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck, I know it. And this song used to be my shit like a couple years ago.
I have no clue. You probably know a lyric from it.
I know. Hold on, I'm thinking. I don't mind. If you dance on a pole and I'll make you a hoe, that's the song.
I wouldn't give a shit if you were a stripper. I don't care.
Good to know. I'm just kidding.
That's the thing is like I'm secure in our relationship. Me too. Or I don't give a shit about
I'm secure in our relationship. It's just that like I know if a girl flirted with Jaden.
That shit grosses me out. I've told Charlene. Boyfriend. I don't know. If it's because like I've only ever had one girlfriend or something, but that shit weirds me out. Like I could tell when a girl's flirting and I'm like, I like after the whole thing is done, I'm like, don't do that. I was like, that's weird as fuck. Like I'll tell myself and I was like, that was fucking weird. I don't know. I just get like, I don't get awkward. I just get like gross. That's how I feel.
I always like feel bad for him. I'm like, I wonder if like, if we would flirt back or what he would say.
I feel like. Like if I would flirt back.
Yeah.
The thing is like I've told Charlene before too that I don't realize I flirt. Because like I said, you've only been the
Jaden's
first person I've ever.
Never flirted with me.
I always flirt. She just does it. It's not her form of flirting.
His form of flirting is give me your hands.
No, you have to think to actually know that I do it. But the thing is like I don't realize I'm flirting because like I've said stuff to Charlene or I don't know. I've probably said stuff somewhere. And Charlene's been like, oh, are you flirting? And I'm like, no. Because we'll be like at a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
And I'll say something funny or try to be nice. And I guess, if you think about it, it does come out.
That's a joke. Flirting. I'm joking with you.
Oh, no. I know. But like there is girls that are like, oh, are you flirting with
her? I joke because I like when we go to the restaurants, I feel so bad because like the girls, like the girl waitresses, like they always... I feel like they pay less attention to Jaden because he's a guy.
Yeah, they ignore me because they don't want to make it seem like they're giving me attention.
And I'm like, that's awful. Like, I don't, like, I'm secure in relationships. Like, you don't have to feel like that. You could take my man's order.
Exactly. But, yeah, I feel like I don't realize I'm flirting unless, like, I just say stuff. And if it comes out like that, I guess it just comes out like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't flirt.
Because, like, I feel like if I would actually try to flirt, it would sound so awkward and weird. I would get tongue twisted. Like, I just have to be, like, myself.
No, I don't flirt at all. The only person I flirt with is Jaden. Like, I try to flirt with Jaden, like, I flirt with Jaden every single day. Mm-hmm. It's because, you know, someone once said, you gotta flirt with them. Like, it was in the beginning. And that always stuck with me.
I feel like I interact with you and connect with you way better than when we did in the beginning because I didn't know how.
What do you mean?
Like the way I am with you and the way I flirt with you and mess around, that's way better than the beginning.
It's so crazy. Like we've been in each other's lives for
since I was like a little kid, if you actually think about it. I mean, still people would look at me.
But Jane was like 13, like 12. Kid.
Yeah, like I had just turned 14. So I was like 13 years old.
No, that's when we got together. But like we were friends before that.
Yeah, we're friends since I was 11, since like sixth grade.
That's crazy.
Or seventh grade is when I met you, because I was when I went into high school band.
Yeah, so seventh, because so I really was 12 know you years old. In seventh grade.
That's okay. Weird. And you were like almost a senior. You were like a sophomore when I was in seventh grade.
Jaden, I didn't see you that way in seventh grade.
I saw you that way. She used to run in her bra for our, for our band, whatever band training you call it. We used to have in camp. The summer.
It was band camp.
Yeah. And we used to run in. It sounds cooler saying band training. It doesn't sound cool saying band camp.
We were in band. I don't care. We were but in band camp.
She used to run in her bra. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I used to watch her. And
oh, I would be he running, used to watch me, plus like, all the other girls.
No, you, because you and what's her name used to be the only ones that would do it. Not that I would notice. Oh. But she would run by me. She's like, "Hey, Jaden," and I would check you out.
You're
little
such a
little 12-year-old Jaden used to get a little. Who would have known? I would have got that beauty.
What a bag, such a babe.
Yeah.
No, but
manifestation.
Jaden really manifested that. You really did. Mm. No, but like what I was going to say is like it's crazy to think that we started at such a young age, and like for the past couple of years, I feel like we've grown and we've connected more as not only as a couple, but as friends. Like our friendship has grown. And that's why I think that's what scares me the most is the fact if we ever broke up, I wouldn't only be losing my boyfriend. I would be losing my best friend.
And that's like the thing is like, I may not be so lovey dovey and stuff all the time. It's because I still look at you as my best friend too. So like, yeah. It's just like, yeah, you're my girlfriend. And I still like, that's a different part, but I still look at you as like my best friend.
Yeah. But I don't ever think that our relationship will ever, feel like we're more than friends. More friends than we are a couple.
Yeah. It's like evenly matched.
It's evenly matched, very evenly.
But I always ask Charlene, because she's dated me for so long, I'm like, how you've pretty much seen me grow up.
Yeah.
Like from literally like a little kid to now. And it must be weird because I think back at like our relationship all the time. Like I'll listen to a song and I'll remember that period of time and like the way we were and stuff and like the way we thought like we were so cool and like we just like thought like we weren't like not that we were cool but like we thought that we were
at our peak thought we were at our top. It's so insane because like thinking back like a couple years ago I'm like wow like life can't get any better than this. And like life is like I really feel like this is our time. This is our Jane's about to turn 21 next week.
Yeah, next Monday.
It's something I feel like I've been waiting for like a long time. Like as soon as I hit that point of adulthood,
we might have a surprise podcast
next weekend. I'm surprised.
I mean, if you're a normal human being, you probably know what we're probably planning.
But if not, it's gonna be a surprise and it's gonna be lit.
Yeah.
But no, like thinking back, like I was a couple years ago, I feel like we were at our top. We're like, life can't get better than this. We're doing so good and stuff. To now where we're like, wow, like life is so good. Like it's only going to get better from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just telling Jane this like the other day. I was like, I finally feel like I'm out of my funk. Like I feel happy. And a lot to contribute to that, I feel like is getting off my birth control. Because I've been on birth control for like, maybe 4 years. And I feel like it brought my mood down a lot. Like I was a beach.
Just crazy because like when she was on the birth control, you probably would even notice from the podcast.
Yeah.
Is like she had nothing she wanted to do with me ever. It would maybe an hour or two a day. She would be like, want to be around me. And the rest, she's just like, that's okay. She's like, you want to watch TV? Okay.
No, but like...
Like, it was crazy, like, the switch, because she, like, didn't... Not in a mean way, because it's not the... She didn't plan it.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, she didn't want nothing to do with me at
all. Like, it would be so bad, like, even when I lived with my parents, I'd be, like, walk into the room and just the male presence of my dad, I'd be like disgusted. I would piss me off. Mm. And like Jay, I would be so happy. And the moment Jay would pick me up, I'm like, it would just like all day. I'd be like, baby, I can't wait to see you. And he'd pick me up and he'd be so excited. I'm just like mad. But ever since I got off birth control, like it's been such a mood change. I feel like I've gotten back to myself, especially like from before, like when we first started dating, I feel like I'm back Charlene again. And it just makes me like, I feel happy. I feel the happy me, the fun me, the fucking just me, myself. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I'm like the type of person that's like always laughing, always jumping around everything. And I feel like I'm back to that. Mm. What do you think?
I think the same thing. That sucked.
That sucked.
Because like she wouldn't even want to have fun or anything. Like she was just in a down mood all the time. She was like always like, oh, F this, F that.
And like for the past few, like now like Jane's like, let's go do this. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Like us, like one of
like vacation. If I would bring up, oh, let's move out of the state as a joke, she would straight up like be like, why the fuck? She'd be like, you're fucking stupid. She wouldn't say that, but she like those actions, she would do the same thing.
Yeah, I would. I would be like mad. I like the dumbest stuff.
That's why I like you now. More open-minded.
Oh, okay. You didn't like me before. See, ladies, always read in between the lines. Men always have a hidden message.
No. Uh-uh.
But if I have any advice, please get off your contraceptives. They're not good for us. They're awful. It's like insane.
Or like use condoms. I know that they rip
use
and stuff.
Use other protection is what James was like, trying to
after
say.
After seeing the way she was, come on, guys. You guys got to put the work in too. Because that shit sucks. I can imagine being on that shit. And then I saw that. It was a long time ago, probably maybe when we were at the old house.
Yeah.
Where they came out with a pill for guys.
Yeah.
I think that was around that time.
I think so.
But hell no, that shit sucks.
No, because imagine if it does it to us, imagine you guys. I feel like you guys could handle it.
Men I feel like we would get too emotional.
Yeah, and you guys aren't really used to that.
Like, I feel like it would be the opposite from what it did to you guys.
Yeah.
Because we have like testosterone and all that in our bodies already. It would do, I feel like it would make us more, what do girls have? Endorphins? But what else would you ask us like, or do you think there's such thing as like bad ones? Do you think, I feel like there is psychics that are like, I mean, that tell you good or whatever.
I believe in brujas and curanderas.
So you know what I'm getting to. So do you think there's some psychics where like they secretly, because I feel like psychics get your energy or something and they like base it based off of that. And do you think that there's like brujas that get your energy and they can like fuck with it and make it bad?
Absolutely. I think somebody, you fucking walk by somebody like, and they touch you, they could get your energy and fucking flip that
switch.
My
fear, because like you don't want to go to a psychic or whatever it is, and you don't want them to do some shit like that.
My mom's like a non-believer at all, but she still has this thing where when I cut her hair, she can't throw it away because she's so worried that somebody's gonna get it and put mal on her, like do her bad. And like me, I feel like I honestly, because I've been telling them like we need to like rub ourselves down with an egg. We need to, because I feel like I just been feeling like, yes, like I just said, like I'm feeling happy, but I just feel like sometimes there's a darkness that comes over us and it brings us down for a couple of days, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
So I do feel like at some us, because you're my partner. but not specifically that they did anything to you, but like me, I feel like I've always felt, since me and Jane first started dating, I've always felt like I've been cursed, like embrujada. Like I feel like somebody like did me wrong.
Yeah, I don't know, you never know when you're little or something.
What did I do? I was a little kid.
Well, maybe something against your parents and they were like, oh, I'm gonna get her.
Yeah. She's the bitch.
No, they just like to get payback on your parents. They're like, I'm going to get you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, you never know. I went to go see, when I was younger, I had gone to see a curandera. I don't really think she did Oh, too much.
What's a kudon? Is that a good witch?
A good witch. She's okay. A healer.
Yeah.
She heals you with herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, I feel like she really didn't do much. I went with my mom and my sister because my mom took us, but...
Was it while we were dating? No.
No. Before? I was young.
Oh, okay.
And she just like has like wear these bracelets.
We need to do more research into that and actually see. I mean, I've looked up like psychics near me or like psychics in New Mexico and stuff like that. But like all of them are like.
The best ones are to go to are the ones that no one really knows about.
Yeah, that's what I say because like the bigger ones probably bullshit more because I mean they're bigger.
Like I'm not going to go to Vegas and get my palm read.
Yeah, I know those are bullshit. Yeah. Those have to be bullshit. But I just want to find one that's like for real. Like I want to hear from a bunch of people that shit has actually happened. You know who
could like actually do like a tarot card reading on us? Mm. Felicia.
I would actually do that. Like
and
I would
she's
have
been wanting to come down. I'm like, she's like, let me know what weekend and I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we should like do a weekend where she's like here on the podcast and she would do like a live tarot reading.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick.
That would be pretty sick.
You know what I've also heard too is like how psychics can like read your future, I think. I don't know. That's what I've been saying. But do you think like, or what I've heard is that when people take like mushrooms and stuff, they see their future sometimes.
Well, I've heard that when people take like psychedelics, I feel they see the world, the real world, not like the bullshit that we see.
But I've seen some where they predict, like they can see when they're tripping or whatever, they see the future and that like shit actually happened.
We're gonna have to microdose and find out.
No, that's scary. Like I told you, that's what the girl said. She took I don't know what she said.
LSD.
Acid, LSD. She took it 2 years ago and she still like trips nowadays. Like she stopped taking it ever since then.
Yeah.
And she says that she feels like she still microdoses every single day. And that for 5 minutes a day, she like trips.
Every day? Mm-hmm. I love that girl.
She like trips. I don't know what it's like, but like from videos I've seen, like I'm guessing that shit sucks.
Yeah. Can
we like I've heard that if you take it, you have to just accept it. Because if you don't accept it, then it's scary. Yeah. But if you do it, then it's like calming and you
I just don't want to be like sitting there and there's like something in my face.
I don't want to be sitting there and like scary shit starts happening because
I know.
And have you seen those videos? I always see them on TikTok where they're making fun of it, where they're like, I guess you have to have somebody there with you that's like calm down, just breathe, everything's okay, because your brain starts fucking you up. And there's people that are like, oh, when you're I don't know what they call them, they're like you're bad taking care of person.
Yeah.
And they start being like, oh, look at this scary fucking picture, and it's a scary picture, and you start tripping because you're tripping. And they like scream in your face and all that because
you're not a good friend.
Yeah, I've seen them on TikTok where they make fun of it. I don't know what they're called.
I don't know. I feel like I don't think I would ever take him alone. I would have Jaden be there and just light a candle and just.
I think I would rather have us take him both
together.
No, at different times. Because yeah. Have you heard of those stories where they take him and like they kill people?
No.
Where like they trip out and they like have such a scary experience that they like, I've heard of one where he like stabbed somebody to death and he got out of the trip and it was just like blood everywhere. And it was just because of his trip. He thought somebody was trying to kill him and the guy was just trying to like calm him down and he got the knife and he killed him on his trip.
God.
That's why I would take it separate because they took him both at the same time, but the guy wasn't as bad as the other guy and he was trying to help him out.
Actually, that scares me.
Yeah.
That really scares me.
That's scary, huh?
Yeah. It's like sleepwalking and you kill somebody and you're sleepwalking. That actually happened.
Tell him what, I swear that was sleep talking. Tell him what I said last night.
Yeah. Well, so like lately, Jaden, I'm like such a night owl. I stay up like all fucking night. He's like such a morning person.
And I love it because I get to sleep peacefully with her awake.
I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, and Jane's like, you're still awake? I'm like, I can't sleep. I'm such a night owl. And so lately Jane's been like, welcome to Guadalupe Credit Union. How can I help you? And I'm like, baby, what? And I like to fuck with him. I'm like, oh yeah. And he's like, the other night I was like, telling him something. And he's like feeling around on his nightstand. He's like, I can't find it. I'm like, you can't find what? He's like, I can't find the transaction. remote. He was like, and I just like messing with him because like he'll and like turn around,
sleep talking because I have no clue. He's sleep talking,
and then and then so like last night he's like, oh, are you next? I'm like, next for what? And he was like, oh, the next member.
Because that's what we call customers. We call them members.
Yeah.
And I always feel like all weird at work because I'm like the people and like everybody's like the members. I feel like I'm like going to get in trouble for saying, oh, the people wanted this or this guy.
I know. I feel the same when people at the post office are like our customers. I'm like,
I feel weird. Like, I'm like, come on, just call them people.
Yeah, because like at first I didn't see them as customers, but like now I'm like, oh, I guess they're customers. Yeah.
But yeah, the way you said it to me earlier sounded more sexually weird.
It was sexually weird, but I'm not going to put it on here.
Why not?
Because it's too fucking weird.
What do you think witches look like? Do you think they look scary like in the movies or normal people?
I feel like they look like normal people like me and you.
But do you think they have like some subtle things like scary shit like in the movies?
I feel like they're
like Nana, she had a story of one time they were like going to church and there was this lady standing outside of the church and she was like speaking in tongues. And she, I don't know what she did, but she like started talking to them and she had black eyes and right outside of the church, but they didn't know what she was saying, so they just like walked away.
Hold on, the holy water. On her.
I don't know. I'm probably getting that story wrong, so she has to tell you, but
yeah, because I never heard that story.
But she told me, but I feel like it's wrong when they just said that she was just talking. I swear something else happened.
I am such a huge believer. I've always believed in this my entire life. But like 3 o'clock, that's for sure witching hour. For sure.
If you actually stay up to that time actually has weird vibes. I always seem to wake up at that time to use the restroom. And you know what's weird is that Cooper always wakes up at that time to use the restroom.
He always to go does. Outside.
It's so weird.
3 o'clock. And I'm like, Cooper, hold it till 4.
Like,
at least, my dude.
The times I've gotten up, because we take turns, it's always at 3 or 3:30. And it's always like, I don't know why the fuck it's always at that time. And
guys, like where we live.
And we let him out at 11. So that's not that long to hold the restroom.
Yeah. And like where we live, like we don't have a fence in our backyard. And it's right like beside us all is just, fucking wood. All wooded area. Like, and I'm like, oh my God.
Like right next to us is just like forest and trails. Just, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. It's like it's we so always, forestry that like. Last week, was it last week? It was last week. The dog Gia had got up and he had gone to use the restroom and the dogs are going crazy. I'm like, oh. So I got up and I'm like, guys, leave these dogs alone, all half asleep. And I look and there's 3 deer like right by our, like right outside our door. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, shh, get away from me.
But we always joke, and I know you're not supposed to say it out loud, but we're like, oh, look. Imagine we see a skinwalker standing right there.
No, guys. Oh, my God. No, because the other night, it reminds me of this. The other night, I was standing outside doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. I was outside doing some stuff, and it was nighttime.
Huh? Just go, go ahead.
And Jaden was in the restroom. Oh, he was showering. Mm-hmm. He was showering, and Cooper outside, I was watching him, and I was just standing there, like, you know, doing my thing. And all I hear is
you're smoking crack.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't do drugs.
Okay, go ahead.
And all I hear right next. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for you listeners.
I think it's fine.
Okay. Right next to my fucking ear, but it sounded like Jaden's whistle, like the way Jaden whistles. And I'm like, turn around.
And she knows because I whistle all throughout the house. I just whistle songs out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I turn around because I thought he was like at the window because I was standing right by the window, and I turn around and I'm like, baby. And so I go inside and he's in the fucking like in here in the podcast room in this bathroom because he showers in this bathroom. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I just heard somebody. Can you like go outside with me? And he's like, nothing's there. And I was like, no.
But like isn't that one of the like not symptoms, but like the signs that happens is like they mimic voices.
Yeah, they mimic voices.
I think I showed you it, that YouTube video of them. I guess they caught one and their voice, they caught one on audio. Like they were recording a field and you could hear it yelling, but like they'll be in the street, like you'll see something in the middle of the road and you'll almost hit it or something.
Yeah.
And it'll run into the field. And so you pull over, obviously, because you almost fucking hit something.
You almost hit a person.
Yeah. And they like stop and they're like, help me. Like, that's just what skinwalkers like.
But they say it's so, there was like another video.
But we've heard it and it sounds so like robot. Like it sounds like a recording, like, yeah. like a, I don't know it's how to like, explain it. Not like robot. Please but like help so me. Monotone, no emotion. It's no like, emotion. It's like, help, please help. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they do it so loud where it sounds scary.
There was this one on TikTok where this guy, him and he was like on the trails with his horses and he was like going back home and that, his horse, yeah, his horse like started acting crazy. Mm-hmm. And also it's like, help, help.
And it even sounds, like, it kind of like, sounds like when go. Parrots talk. That's how it sounds, like no emotion in it.
But parrots like have a little bit more emotion, like, fuck you.
They just have that high, they're like, fuck you. But yeah, I remember that video when the horse just like turned around and boom, took off.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
the dogs more than likely, that's what's scary shit is like the dogs more than likely have seen something. And that they
we don't know.
All they could do is bark and we could just be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but like 3 a.m., I don't fuck with it. No. I do not get up. I've gotten up since we lived here twice. And that's because
and the thing is like, is like I don't have a scary feeling, but you can't like you can't help but think shit probably could be
like,
out there.
My thing is my mind plays tricks on me. That's why I'm always like saying like I have like intrusive thoughts. Like the other night I was using the restroom and I always turn on the freaking hallway light and Jaden turned off the hallway light on me and I'm like, he's fucking hiding in one of these rooms and I'm gonna have to fucking
I wouldn't hide in
the room. And I'm like sprinting trying to like crawling down the fucking hallway because I can't really walk still. And there's I'm like switch, looking back.
The switch, do you forget about it?
Oh yeah.
There's two, one at the one end and one at the other.
I did forget about it. And I'm like looking back and I'm like, hey! He's outside with the dog, so he didn't even hear me.
Yeah. I wouldn't hide in those rooms by myself. This one, yeah. But this those one, ones, yeah. The empty rooms, no. If there was stuff in there, maybe.
Yeah, when we first moved here, I kept like hearing noises, but I feel like that was my mind paying tricks on me. Mm. Like
when we first moved here, the vibes were weird.
I think we just had to get
used to it.
Yeah, we did. Like now the vibes are super nice.
Like I think about this room before we actually like made it nice and I was like, fuck, this room used to be weird. And now it's so comfortable.
It's super
like
comfy.
Remember how it was? We just had like the treadmill and that was it. We had that and just stuff there.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think about. It feels like it was supposed to be like this.
It was supposed to be like this. So, like, I do think, like, brujas are just, I feel like they're just like us.
I don't know. I would like to venture more into that. And I also found this cool Reddit page. It's called Conspiracy. It's probably pretty big. I didn't actually pay attention. But they, like, show, like, straight up, like, conspiracy shit on there. It's not, like, that fake, like, 9/11 was fake and all that. It's like straight up like fucking like the countries deep within how they're fucking us over deep down. It's like so weird. I would need to show you. I actually saved it here.
You have to show me.
But it's like conspiracy shit, but like
next level.
Like actual conspiracies. Not none of that like ones you see on TikTok and they're like, oh, this is what they're doing.
It's
like,
not, it used to be Uncle Cliff's and now it's Cliff's.
Yeah, it's like straight up like step by step how they're doing it or like what's going on. It's weird. I was sitting here after work one day and I was just like reading it and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this shit's weird. I was like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to save it to show her and I probably still have it there, but that was crazy.
I feel like I've had a lot of scary things happen to me throughout my life. My mom's always says, she's like, it's because you believe in it. It's because you believe in it.
So I think that's true. Because like I even feel that way even about like negativity and stuff. Like if you have negative thoughts, you're gonna invite more negative people and stuff into your life. That's how I think. Like I feel like that's been happening to me lately. Is like I've been having like oh fuck this, fuck that, and then like I've had a lot more people that are like, oh,
life sucks.
No, like that are like being assholes. I feel like when you're happy, you bring it off too, and other people give you better vibes. Treat you better.
Better vibes.
Yeah. I think that's true.
I guess it's true. I don't know.
The same thing with like scary stuff is like if you ask for it, it's more than likely.
But I'm not asking for it. I just believe in it.
I mean, believing it and thinking about it and like thinking it's happening.
I'm not like, oh, please, please come and haunt me.
But the thought is in your mind. So if you're thinking about it, even if it's in the back
I've
of your
had
mind.
Like, it's so fucking scary because I've had scary shit happen to me. Like my sister, when we shared a room, like we didn't always share a bed. Like at one point we had separate beds, but right before she moved out, we're like, oh, let's just get one bed and we'll just share this. And so we had the one bed and freaking, we were sleeping and I swear she was in the bathroom. And I'm sleeping, I'm like on my back too. And it felt like she fucking went to get on the bed, but slipped and grabbed my legs. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm right here. I'm like, sister, fucking like, get off me. So the next morning I asked her, I'm like, why'd you grab me like that? That scared me. And she's like, I was never on the ground. I was on the bed.
That's weird.
But like, it grabbed my legs. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you see it?
No, like I was too asleep.
Oh, I don't know.
Do not fuck with my sleep. Said,
did it answer when you talked? Did you?
Oh, it was my sister. My sister answered me.
Oh, so she was like, "Oh, it's not me."
Yeah, she's like, "What do you mean? I'm right here next to you."
Oh, yeah, that's weird. That's scary.
Yeah, and so I've had things like that, like especially like at my mom's house and like our room. So in her room, she blessed her room, so I've always felt safe in her room. In our room, I hated it, like beyond hated it, because I would be sleeping and then like a noise would wake me up, and I just finally got to the point where I'm like, I fucking my sleep is my sleep, like don't fuck with my sleep. My sleep, Jane knows, if I'm sleeping, don't fuck with me, because I hate that. And I would look, I'm just like, and I would roll over and go back to bed, because I don't know. But that room was always scary, always scary. Did you ever feel scared in the room?
I mean, we were never really in there enough to actually notice it.
Yeah, sure.
But
what about that one night? Because one night you spent the night, it was hot as hell though.
In the living room?
No, you spent the night. It's like right before we moved out, my parents like went somewhere and me and you stayed.
What's the neighbor's music?
What like, do you think it was?
I got scared because it sounded like...
It's like boom, boom, boom.
No, we slept in your... I don't know. I never felt scared.
It was like 4th of July.
I don't remember. I always felt like your bed was super comfortable though, so I would just fall asleep.
Yeah, it was comfy.
Remember when we moved you out and you had to take the whole room apart?
Yeah.
That just sucked.
Yeah, we did. That shit did suck, huh? Yeah,
that shit ass.
I remember we had 2 weeks to move and it was like 3 days before and we're like, okay, let's start packing. And it's like, I already packed all my stuff. I'm like, I have not. I don't know, like, what are your thoughts on the supernatural?
I think it's scary as fuck. I've talked about it before on the podcast, like all the scary shit that has happened and all that. And I still get scared sometimes. Like sometimes I'll get up to let Cooper out to the restroom and I'll feel scared.
He's actually been pretty good to like 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
But I'll just turn the light on and I feel better.
I'll hit all the light switches.
My worst fear is always getting up and using the restroom and then leaving the restroom with it dark in the hallway. And like I always have to like check my back because I feel like something's going to chase me down
I
the
know.
Hallway.
That's my biggest fear too.
Like every time it'll be like, I don't give a shit what's in front of me. Like so a killer could be in front of me. But if I have to check the fucking back if someone's chasing me. Because that's just like the feeling it gives you. It's like an adrenaline rush.
Have you been chased?
Yeah. That's just scary.
Who were you chased by?
We've been chased like our whole name, our whole, oh, I actually have a story. I've told you before. We can save it.
Were you chased by the cops?
What?
Were you chased by the cops?
Oh, yeah, that too. Oh. I don't even know if we talked about that.
Then what story?
Let's save it to talk about on the podcast. I want to save it for next one because I'd rather have time and it not be so late in the episode.
What the fuck? Just kidding.
The lights just flickered. Weird.
Ooh.
All right. I think look at the lights going crazy. When I would stay here by myself in the room, they would just stay straight up like that. No movement.
Yeah, but the fans.
I would have it on too.
Baby, shut the fuck up. Don't start scaring yourself.
Signs.
In a minute. It's me that knows I thought. No, in a minute.
What's the song? In a minute, I'm gonna need a
sentimental man. I want to say.
You want to end it?
En nombre de Dios, El Hijo y Espíritu Santo.
Thank you, guys. I know this episode was pretty good.
I feel like this episode was all over the place. I'm so sorry.
No, there's nothing to be sorry for. This episode was fire. I would listen to this shit. Well, I have to when I edit it.
I feel like Charlene's ADD came out.
Like, Charlene watches me while I edit our freaking podcast, and I just have, like, smiles all the time because and of I'm how like, funny that shit is.
What's he smiling at?
What's because, like, it's so funny. But,
like, my ADD's, like, been acting up so bad today. Like, I was, like, we were in Albuquerque.
Charlene was, like, she was, like, talking mid-conversation. She's, like, wings. His wings look good. That's what I was laughing at you for.
And I'm just like...
The way she said it, though, like her eyes, she was like you could see the thought that she was giving in the conversation, and she's like, wings. His wings look so good. Oh. And he's like, okay.
I didn't remember what I was even telling you. But he just like busted out laughing, and for like 5 minutes, I'm just like, baby, can I get back to my story now? Come on, let's get it together.
Because I could just imagine your mind, it's like... Boom, vision.
It's like tunnel vision. It's like, what is there?
Yeah. But all right, guys. Better let you go. If you liked this episode or if you didn't, I know this episode was fire. So, guys, we learned some new thing. I don't know if it's like with the new computer or something, but we can do polls on Spotify now.
Yeah, so poll.
And like you can ask us, I don't know if we can ask questions and you can answer, or we can do like multiple choice or something. So maybe we'll put one up this podcast.
This one's going to be like, is Charlene really a chill girlfriend or is she really
crazy?
Crazy.
But it's only on Spotify though. So I know majority of people that listen to these listen on Apple Podcasts just from what we see.
Yeah.
But if you want, just go to Spotify. You don't even have to pay for it. Just click on our episode, go to our page, and you can answer our questions or give your feedback or whatever.
Yeah, I actually, like, this last podcast, I went to go see if I found one. Mm-hmm. A poll, if you put one up, and I didn't.
So yeah, I don't think I did one last podcast. I did one the before.
So we'll put the one out this week, but I don't know what of. We'll think of it.
I'll find something out whenever I'm doing it. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't even think we would be able to do that.
Yeah, people actually voted. It was really nice.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and... thank you for another week of the Young Excellence Podcast.
I'll be back next week with JN's 21st birthday special.
Yeah.
Woo! Playing some music. Ready?
Bye, guys.